Tom Feeney joined with Mark Bauer after the 3-0 victory against Halifax Town. Mark, a good evening.
Yeah, really good performance. We had a mix of senior and academy players in the team tonight. I thought the senior players' attitude was spot on. Some really good performances from those boys and you know, combined to score some really good goals. But then the academy players that came in and, you know, making the first sort of appearance in a more senior game, really, really impressive, really pleased with what we saw there. Seen them a few times this season, but they really stepped up to the mark tonight and you know, one or two put in the sort of performances that, you know, might not be too long before they're knocking on my door.
I was going to say, Nicky Boschel and Ollie Johnson, they both took the goals well.
Yeah, you know, when we... I think we got in really good positions on several occasions in the first half especially. And yeah, they took the goals really well and you know, it's nice for them to get some minutes under their belt and you know, hitting the back of the net is a nice habit to be in. So good for them. Danny Forrest, I thought, played really well as that main striker for us, held the ball up for us and brought people into play. Stocky, good for him to get 90 minutes too. So yeah, I mean... get through to the next round, it means we get another game like that where, you know, players who need games can get some game time and also the young lads from the academy can step up and play some grown-up football.
In terms of those academy players, are they... Well, none of them really looked out of place.
No, they all really looked very comfortable and confident and play with good pace and strength and aggression. You know, I couldn't fault anything. I didn't think... Nobody looks naive or anything like that, or a rabbit caught in the headlights. They just really stepped into the team and produced, you know, top performances all around, really. So that's nice to see. And credit to Dave, Colin, and Danny in the academy for bringing these players through and you know, getting them to play to a level that they produced tonight and get through to the next round will give them another opportunity to, you know, to play in game against, you know, big grown up ugly men. And that'll help their experiences for the future.
I was just going to ask, it's going to be Selby Town next. Do you feel that could be a different game, though, in terms of Halifax fielded a couple of the academy lads? Maybe Selby Town might just field their strongest 11.
Yeah, possibly. But, you know, that's fine. And you know, that's what it's all about. You know, the young lads coming through need to be playing against grown-up opposition as such. You know, it's a bit of a change from the sort of opposition they'll play in the academy. And that'll aid their progress. Also, you know, the lads that... If we do play any senior lads, then you know they're coming up against the type of players that, you know, maybe not quite up to the standard that they play every week. But you know, it'd be good for them to get minutes under the belt. So yeah, look forward to that next round. You know, tonight we'll come up against the Halifax team. I know they played a few academy players, but they had a few senior players in there as well. So take nothing away from the lads tonight, especially the young boys. It was a really good performance.
Focusing now back on the league, then Tamworth on Saturday. Just what are your thoughts on them? And of course, a number of the first team players have been given a nice rest tonight.
Yeah, we just used it as a training session tonight, so all the lads have trained. The Tamworth game, obviously, with a new manager in charge, it's a little bit difficult to know exactly what they'll do, but look forward to it. You know, I had a good result at home in the last home league game. Hopefully we can carry that kind of form on and get a positive result.
Thanks, Mark.
Cheers, Tom.